Psalm 86, verse 5 says, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all those who call upon you." I love that. What a beautiful truth that is from Psalm 86, verse 5. Well, welcome to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll on this Sunday, this February 3rd, 2019, and I will tell you what a wild week it was weather-wise. All that coldness, all that ice, and now it feels like it's a heat wave more than anything. Welcome to Sunday Worship, and if you are brand new to the program, I'm so glad that you're here. Go ahead, kick your shoes off, have a seat here. We'll get you some sweet tea, maybe a nice hot cup of coffee if that works for you. And the program is all about Jesus. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And really, today is no different. We'll have music from Chris Tomlin, also Lifeway Worship. Right now, let's start things off with the Rocket Town Chorus. It's "My Jesus, I Love Thee," right here on Sunday Worship. Friend, I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Happy Sunday to you, the first Sunday in the month of February. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation." You know, I love what William Wilberforce said. He says, "There are four things that we ought to do with the word of God. Admit it as the word of God. Commit it to our hearts and minds, submit to it, watch this, and transmit it to the entire world.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. So I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, so I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I can sing of your love.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, the earth is filled with His glory. The earth.
That's right, preparing our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you, and I'm not sure if you are on social media. Look the program up on Facebook. Just search Sunday Worship Radio with Joey Kroll, and you'll see it right there on Facebook. And speaking of social media, I came across this some time ago. I love this. Let me read this to you. If God could close the lion's mouth for Daniel, part the Red Sea for Moses, make the sun stand still for Joshua, open the prison for Peter, put a baby in the arms of Sarah, and raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of you. Nothing you are facing today is too hard for him to handle.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Morning by morning, new
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
You're having yourself a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Welcome to the first Sunday of February. Can you believe it's already February? I know somewhere in our home we have a calendar up that still says like October 2018 somewhere. I just know it. Well, I pray that you're having yourself just a good start to your day. And it was back in December of 1956, a boy was born to Joe and Georgia, a poor couple in West Baden Springs, Indiana. And all through his childhood, this boy only experienced hardships along the way. But it gave him the resolve to change his situation and do something to escape their poverty. Feeling that he had a talent for basketball, he woke up early every day and took 200 practice shots before he went to school. When he finally got into college, he went into a basketball team. He followed the same routine. He went to the gym 1 hour earlier than his teammates and took hundreds of more practice shots from all angles before the actual team practice. And it wasn't an easy life for that boy, Larry Bird. But the right attitude paid off because he became one of the most successful NBA players of his generation. See, friend, most of us don't like trials. Can I get an amen on that? And all God's people said, that's right, amen. We'd rather live on the sunny side of the street if we had a choice. But here's what the Bible says. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." See, what it means is that trials are just part of the journey as a believer. They're given to us for a purpose. Friend, what kind of trial are you experiencing right now? Friend, just know whatever it is, God is using it somehow, some way, for His greater purpose. I'll tell you what a absolute beautiful song. That's Sovereign Grace Music and Be Thou My Vision. Hey, friend, it is so good to hang out here with you today. It is Sunday worship. I am Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio. And coming up tomorrow, be sure to tune in to Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time, as Mark Burns will continue his focus. It's going to be Memorization Mondays from the book 100 Bible Verses You Should Know by Robert J. Morgan. That's tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. In the meantime, I'm going to hang up these headphones and spend some time with God's people. I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.